For me, the La Brea Tar Pits is one of the gems of Los Angeles. For the unlucky Ice Age creatures that wandered into them, that, well, for them it's something else. The Tar Pits became a death trap and a terrific preservative of history. We can tell quite a bit about the animals that lived and died there by looking at the bones preserved in the tar. Joining us now to talk about our newest Science Friday video, video producer Luke Raskin.
Hi, Ara.
Hi there. You were at the Tar Pits.
I was.
Your new video feels sort of like a noir of sorts. There's a hard-boiled narrator. It's black and white. You did it this time. And what that paleoforensic stuff work is like. What is paleoforensic?
Well, paleoforensics is a lot like just regular forensics, you know, that you would see on CSI. These are paleontologists and fossil preparators that are basically looking at bones and trying to find out how this animal died and what it was like when it lived. Mm-hmm. And I went to the Page Museum, which is right next to the La Brea Tar Pits, and they have a collection of thousands and millions of fossils. And I was walking around there and being kind of showed around into this where they're kind of scraping the tar off these bones. And it kind of just occurred to me, this is a morgue. This is just a place filled with dead animals. And in a way, you know, it got my, you know, the little gears in my head start going. I'm going, well, if these are dead animals and they're solving mysteries about them, then this is a noir.
Right. And the narrator is terrific. It makes it sound like a noir.
Yeah, I mean, if you walk around that area, there's Art Deco architecture all over the place. I kept rounding corners and expecting, an old Buick to pull up with a bunch of detectives and a fedora to come out, trying to solve the mysteries of the Pleistocene.
L.A. Confidential of a different sort.
Yeah, right? You
could name it that too, right?
Well, it's called Tar Noir. Right. You can see it on Science Friday, and we take three different case studies, and we kind of look at the research that the Page Museum is doing to try to figure out how they died and how these different animals lived their lives back then. What was the world like for these animals? And what's interesting is it's not, you know, in forensics, there's flesh that you can look at. There's all sorts of details that you could look at. With these animals, you're just looking at bones. All that's left is bones. So, and the tar itself is a really wonderful preservative. It captures all the little details. And so they can actually tell quite a bit about what life was like based on bones.
Give me one or two case studies.
So here's an example that actually didn't make it into the video. It's the case of Gimli, the saber-toothed cat. Gimli was a kind of a stunted little saber-toothed cat. And when you look at his teeth, you could see that it was a really old cat. There was a lot of wear on the teeth. It even had broken off one of its sabers, which is very rare, apparently. Those sabers typically are very, very much intact. And, you know, they kept looking at the skulls, and they have enough skulls they can compare all the different skulls. And they realized Gimli, which was named after a dwarf from Lord of the Rings, was actually female. And they could tell that this animal lived to a ripe old age. And what that means is that the animal was part of a social structure that allowed an older animal that could have been weak to survive.
Mm-hmm. In fact, in your video, I'm going to call it a coyote, but it's a wolf.
It's a dire wolf, George R. R. Martin did not come up with dire wolves. They were actual animals that were wandering around Los Angeles back in the Pleistocene, and they're like wolves on steroids. There was one named Wolfgang, and he had a similar sort of lifestyle. He lived as part of a pack. And if you watch the video, you'll learn a little bit about what happened to him. Yeah. He led a hard life.
Yeah, he certainly did. But talking with Luke Raskin, who's got his new video up there, it's called
Tar Noir.
Tar Noir.
Yes.
On Science Friday from PRI, Public Radio International. And it really just shows that it isn't just about individual deaths, right? It tells the story of what Los Angeles, L.A. was like during the last ice age.
Yeah, it's. I was really impressed with how they can take very basic, you know, paleoforensics, like the grooves on a bone. What are those grooves on the bone? How did they get there? And then through a series of investigations and steps and comparing it to modern-day bones, they can make an assessment of what the actual weather was like at the time when that animal died. which isn't, that's phenomenal. Yeah. I mean, they take it step, if you watch the video, you'll find out how you can take tiny little pockmarks on a bone and you can determine what the how long the summer was when that animal died. And then if you compare that to other summers from other animals and other pockmarks on other animals, you can actually, you can see how weather has actually changed.
Right. And what is fascinating about your video and about the place is the range of animals that were trapped there.
Oh, yeah.
It's like sort of a progression almost of one animal goes in and the next animal goes on that animal and the next animal goes on that one.
The first thing that that the chief curator, John Harris, said to me, you know, I asked him, you know, if you had one thing that you want people to take away from coming here, what's the first thing that you would tell them? And he's like, well, this is a horrible way to die. And he said it with a straight face and he's smiling while he says it. And he's right. I mean, when you think about it, these animals, you know, you have a large herbivore, it just manages to get stuck. And then you have a bunch of predators that descend upon the carcass. They get stuck. And then you have the insects and the birds, and then they get stuck. This is horrible. Yeah. It's a very grim sort of place.
And if you were lucky, if you were an animal that first got stuck, if you were lucky, I guess you could be killed quickly by another animal.
Yeah.
Because if not,
then you die of starvation and lack of water. It's all sorts of horrible stuff. You know, you're very lucky if you manage to have a predator come along and kill you.
Yeah, so to speak. But if when you went there, did you feel like that you were in part of Los Angeles? Does that little spot feel very much L.A.?
Oh, very much. You're in a very, you know, all around you is, it's, I mean, you're not in downtown L.A., but you definitely feel like, you know, you're within 10 minutes of the hills.
Yeah.
And you're within 10 minutes of Santa Monica. So
you're on Wilshire Boulevard, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And yet you're going back in time to thousands
of years ago. Yeah,
it
does feel like, I mean, you could be walking around the park there and accidentally step into a tar pit. No joke.
I've been there. You're absolutely right. Well, if you want to see all this stuff, go over to our website at sciencefriday.com, and you're going to be looking for...
Tar Noir.
You say it better than I do. Thank you, Luke.
Thank you.
It's our video pick of the week. While we're talking about Southern California and Los Angeles, we don't want you to miss us. Don't want to miss you, because we're going to be coming to Southern California, Science Friday, actually live in Pasadena. We're going to be in Pasadena at the Beckman Auditorium on August 27th. It's a Wednesday evening. We're going to be talking about science and storytelling. We've got actors and screenwriters from Avatar, The Big Bang Theory, and lots more. And we're going to play a game of movie science fact versus fiction. So come on out and meet our gang. Here's how to get the tickets. They're running out, so you want to try to get them as fast as you can. You go to sciencefriday.com/LA. Get the tickets. Again, sciencefriday.com/LA. BJ Lederman composed our theme music, and we had help today, as always, from our crew at the City University of New York, Bob Isaacson, and all the folks over here. We'll see you next week from California. We'll be out there in Southern California in cooperation with our wonderful station out there, KPCC. So come on out and see us. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.